Dr. Stephen Cohen serves as Vice President of the Division of Statistical and Data Sciences at RTI International. He has authored over 150 articles in biostatistics, survey research, design, and health services research. Previously, he directed the Center for Financing, Access, and Cost Trends, AHRQ. He has also served as an associate professor at Johns Hopkins University and at the George Washington University. He is also a fellow of the American Statistical Association. Now we have Dr. Stephen Cohen.
Great, so good afternoon and thank you. And my talk is going to be more of a design talk on the implementation of a medical organization survey in a very rich data set, the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. These reviews reflect no ties to the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. There is a detailed manuscript on the procedure that's under review in the Journal of Economic and Social Measurement. So in this presentation, I'll give you a brief overview of the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey and a link component, the medical provider component of the survey, analytical objectives, and then a tie-in to the analytical enhancements we see with the implementation of this medical organization survey. I'll close out with its design and some of the efforts to date. So the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey is really a family of surveys. There's a household component, there's a medical provider component, now there's a medical organization component, and there's actually an establishment survey, an insurance component, to get at premium estimates for the U.S. population. The survey itself is sponsored by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. It's an annual survey of roughly 14,000 households, 35,000 individuals, getting detailed information on their healthcare utilization, their expenditures, their sources of payment, information on access to care, and some quality metrics. And in addition to aggregate estimates of use and expenditures, this is the survey that gives you distributional estimates so that you see 1% of the population tied to 22% of the dollars. It's also longitudinal in nature, so you could see long-term uninsured status and what happens over time in terms of a change in employment or health status on expenditures, utilization, health outcomes. There's quite a bit of capacity for looking at analysis of medical conditions and looking at trends over time. The survey supports both person and family level estimates. And one additional factor is its linkage to an ongoing health survey, the National Health Interview Survey, a very large public health survey. So we draw a sample from the HIS, a representative sample of roughly 14,000 households. There are oversampling strategies, unlike the procedure the prior speaker talked about, some efficiencies, and I'll look into that. I look forward to reading your paper. There was an oversample of targeted groups, including minorities and groups like low-income populations. And the interviews are conducted five times over a two-year period, getting details on use and expenditures, access to care, and it's an overlapping panel design, where after first year, a new panel is drawn, and then you have year two of the first panel, and they both represent the population. Now turning to the linked medical provider component, which has always been a component of the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. Household respondents are quite good at telling you details on their encounters with the healthcare system, their access to care issues, their problems, information on utilization, but the details of the expenditures with all the different financial encounters and arrangements with insurance, different payers, different financial arrangements, we go to the medical providers to get the expenditure information for the utilization information. So our medical provider survey is the primary source of expenditure data. Greater accuracy and detail than household data, and when the data is filled in from the medical provider survey, there's still some missing information due to non-response from getting permission signed to go to the provider or the provider not responding. So it serves as the imputation source and it supports a wealth of methodological studies. So to get the data, we take a representative sample, all hospitals for the MEPS household respondents in each year, and a sample of their associated physicians that they see in the hospital, a representative sample of their office-based physicians, all associated home health care agencies, and all associated pharmacies. The content of the data that's collected is the date of the visit, the diagnosis and the procedures, information on charges, as well as a wealth of information on payments and the sources of information. And the data collection organization is RTI International for that arm of the survey. So each year we go to roughly 5,500 hospitals in the MEPS, and that includes satellite facilities, overall extension facilities tied to large inpatient facilities, roughly 13,000 office-based providers, 600 home health care providers, institutions which include nursing homes and long-term care facilities, 20,000 separate billing doctors. Those are doctors that you would see in an inpatient encounter, but they bill separately, even though they're providing care at the facility level, and over 8,000 pharmacies. In order to get the data, there's necessary authorization to get permission from household respondents, and so for all those individuals that have an encounter, we get permission forms. And the sample is released in waves for data collection. There's an initial contact by phone with a scripted contact guide, and there are different event types. There's inpatient, outpatient, office-based, whether it's home health, pharmacy, and so it's customized for the different arms of the utilization profiles. And the data collection mechanism is predominantly by telephone with quite a bit of abstraction for diagnosis and other medical events. So turning to the motivation for this medical organization survey, here in the medical expenditure panel survey, there's a built-in connection to go to medical providers, but the survey never acquired information on provider characteristics or the organizations at a higher level that they were connected with. And with all the changes in the last 4 or 5 years with the Affordable Care Act and healthcare delivery, there's a real need to look at these factors that relate to healthcare outcomes and healthcare utilization and expenditures, and it's not there. There's no national data resource that provides this linked information. There are separate provider surveys, there are separate medical organization surveys, but they're not tied to a nationally representative survey that gets details like the medical expenditure panel survey. Recognizing that limitation, I was able to submit a grant application to the Robert Johnson Foundation, and they decided to fund this, and they collaborated with AHRQ. And so the objectives of this new arm of the medical expenditure panel survey is to obtain this essential information on the organizational characteristics, the policies of the medical organization, their treatment protocols, for a nationally representative sample of physicians providing care to the MEPS respondents, who are nationally representative in their own right. And it would permit these types of assessments that are just being called out for in terms of the extent to which these organizational structures and policies have impacts on healthcare use, expenditures, access to care, patient safety issues, and healthcare quality. So as I mentioned, the current survey didn't have this arm, but the details that were potentially available and would be acquired in this new arm of the survey would be on organizational characteristics that included the size of the organization, the specialties covered, the practice rules and the procedures, patient mix, the scope of care that's provided, whether or not this practitioner is in a larger organization that's known as an accountable care organization. There are special arrangements in terms of incentives through CMS in terms of delivery of care, and also whether or not there's this connectivity to a patient-centered medical home, which is getting a lot more attention in healthcare service delivery in terms of having more continuity of care and better handoffs. And turning towards the use of health information technology, the penetration of electronic health records in the physician's office and at the higher level of the medical organization, and then related policies and practices that relate to the Affordable Care Act that's been coming into full fruition just last year and continuing on. In fact, open enrollment, I believe, has started just today. And clearly, it's a medical expenditure panel survey, so in addition to getting the direct dollars that people have in their encounters, what kind of financial arrangements exist in terms of the incentive base in the medical practice setting, reimbursement methods, the different agreements they enter in terms of insurance contracts, and compensation within the practice. And so in terms of driving the underlying questionnaire with those analytical areas to cover, a group of experts worked on the design of a questionnaire that tried to capture these dimensions that you see on the columns. And this evolved into a questionnaire with roughly 25 elements. And in fact, we had to keep the instrument lean because providers, even though we would have their office managers answering this questionnaire, time is money, and it really had to be optimized to be the most salient questions. So it iterated to a series of questions that included group demographics, practice size, provider mix, practice inputs and resources, financial incentive questions, patient mix, issues in terms of accessibility to the practice, quality metrics, issues of care coordination, again, HIT, health information technology availability, and several questions in terms of the mechanism of the survey administration, who they were talking to, and issues in terms of whether they had to ramp up to the higher level organization. So with the data that would be collected, here are a series of analytical questions that the experts were focusing on in terms of once the analytical data was linked back to the household component of the medical expenditure panel survey, it would facilitate analyses that would determine how the organization of physician practices affect access to care for individuals with different health characteristics and different types of insurance coverage, issues in terms of how the provider organization affected use of different types of services, the relationship between the practice organization and overall medical expenditures, as well as out-of-pocket medical expenditures, as it interacts with the different insurance arrangements. And finally, some of the outcome measures in terms of health status and how intervening factors that relate to the provider characteristics, in addition to the wealth of behavioral, socioeconomic health status factors that would be acquired from a household survey. So turning towards the actual underlying sample design, what would be the target would be a nationally representative sample of office-based physicians providing care to survey participants this year in the medical expenditure panel survey. And it would be optimized with the ongoing medical provider component of the survey. So we wouldn't have to add additional providers and worry about additional survey costs. And again, RTI International is the data collection organization. And after determining the organization tied to a given practitioners, the medical organization survey would be conducted in 2016 with the most knowledgeable respondent, an initial contact by phone, followed by multi-data collection processes as necessary. And then once we have the provider data, remember, it's linked to an individual, so that information would be linked back to the household component directly, and given that it's a subsample, additional estimation weights would be developed to produce the national estimates tied to the analytical files where these additional variables from the providers would be augmented to the household analytical file. In terms of drawing the sample, The idea was to look at all targeted practices associated with the usual source of care for a nationally representative sample of the MEPS participants receiving care from their usual source in 2015. And the usual source of care could be outpatient or it could be ambulatory office-based. Once that stratification was done, this first year of the survey will focus on office-based physicians. Then, in terms of drawing the sample, those individuals who had those events and those encounters with the usual source of care, depending on the flexibility of sampling, would be further stratified with potential oversamples of individuals with chronic conditions or high utilizers or other salient policy-relevant factors. In terms of looking at precision, in terms of the sample, and again, all the different dimensions of the multi-stage complex design of the MEPS follow through in this analysis, and the differential probabilities of selection are built in. The sample that we're going to be targeted for collection was to have 6,000 respondents with linked medical organization survey data. To give you a flavor of the precision of these estimates, the relative standard error, which is defined as the standard error divided by the estimate, is 4.5% for expenditure estimates, and that's fairly tight because expenditures are very, very variable. If you look at overall expenditures, it's modestly higher. And if you look at the overall sample and you look at population estimates that are expressed as proportions, say just as an example, proportions that are at 0.5, such as individuals with healthcare burdens, out-of-pocket expenditures that exceed 10% of family income, the relative standard errors on proportions are very, very tight. And for subsamples, as you would cut the sample of individuals, you still see a very reasonable level of precision for doing the analysis, both descriptive and at the multivariate level. So as we see the process unfolding, just in 2014, there were preliminary groups working on the questionnaire. AHRQ entered into an interagency agreement with the National Center for Health Statistics to conduct a field test. The field test was finished. That helped finalize the questionnaire design for the medical organization survey. Work has been done on an analytical research plan, quite a few briefings on this design within HHS to staff of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and clearly here at meetings like APHA, quite a bit of sample design research to figure out the sample size to meet those targeted precision requirements. Clearly, we have a finalized instrument. The data sample design and data collection strategy is underway and developed. The work to be done is to still finalize the analytical plan. For data collection, you still need OMB clearance. And then when the data comes in, quite a bit of work on, there will be some item non-response, imputation, developing the estimation weights, documentation to facilitate your access to this real augmentation and analytical enhancement to a very important national resource. So thank you for your time.